balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I got friends not as old as I am. Shoot, man, I'm in better shape than they are. Hey, I like them. Even my doctor told me whatever I was doing, keep doing it. I get up in the morning. I don't lay there and dread getting up. I don't have that old blah feeling no more. I just feel better. I'm just ready. I'm more active. It's good.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Did you guys know you can go to mystore.com from MyPillow? Instead of going to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. People don't know about this, and I absolutely love this because you can use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get stuff off of automotive and pet supplies, and I mean, you name it, there's a product on there for you. And it is really amazing. The thing is run by Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com and My Store. You get to use the same code, Kate, to get all the savings. Right now, the $25 slipper, regular $149, when you put it in the cart and you put in the promo code, it reduces in the checkout. And so many products are like that. And you can get products pennies on the dollar. Whereas Amazon, you don't have that, but you do have that on mystore.com every single time you order from mystore.com. These are the same folks. It's mypillow.com. But go to mystore.com and look around. You're going to love it. I swear you're going to love it. I love this website now. Make sure and go there and put the code in Kate. Thanks, you guys. Supports the show and keeps us on the air. Thank you.
The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter and we'll pay good money for them. The show starts now.
News is news. It's all going to be exactly the same. So what makes this one different than that one? Well,
have you ever seen that video where it shows local news people? I'll send it to Jamie. It's local news people all saying like the exact same thing. It's really weird.
No.
It's one of those things where you go like, I kind of knew that this happened, but to see it happen so blatantly.
Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities, the El Paso, Las Cruces communities, Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubling and irresponsible one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
This is the scariest.
Well, that's propaganda. I mean, this is they're trying to bend a narrative in a very specific way for everybody. And they're warning you about something that's a legitimate concern, the false information. But they're also spreading it all the time. So it's like what they're saying is nonsense. What they're saying is they don't want to relinquish control of what the news is and what information is to the internet, to independent news sources and all these people that are investigating on very uncomfortable but probably likely facts.
Right. And then we get bombarded by these narratives.
Yes.
So every one of us, based on what we're intercepting,
our echo chamber.
But we have what is reality?
Right.
My reality is different than your reality. You know, we're not. That's why I need to talk to people who oppose.
Sure.
I need to talk to people who are different. Mm-hmm. I need to get out of my comfort space. But we don't.
Right.
I don't know what reality is. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you?
The best clips out there, that was Joe Rogan and that was Howie Mandel, both talking about that famous, infamous clip of all the media sharing the exact story verbatim, but trying to make it look like they wrote the story from their station. Very interesting news clip. That was Joe Rogan. And of course, you probably recognize the voice if I say Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel's face. He was shocked when he saw that clip. of all the tiny little pictures of all the news to saying everything at one time. I had to cut out the cuss words of that clip because he was so shocked by it. I welcome you to today's show. And there's so much to say about that. Susan's with me because Melissa's out right now. Susan, this week anyway, she'll be back next week. Hi, how are you?
I'm super.
You're joining me for the whole show. And let me say this. I did the Alex Jones show, two hours ago. And I talked about the AP's reaction to that mortgage piece that we did about the mortgage being paid, digital currency versus fiat. I'll talk about that a little bit here too. I also talked about another premise of the whole mass shooting gun control thing that is very interesting and want you to think about and shared a couple of things. We're going to share some clips with you. I want your reaction, Susan, just like this clip. Your reaction to Joe Rogan and Howie Mandel watching all of the media actually have the audacity to talk about fact checkers and how no one else gets it right while saying the same script verbatim. Now that's a certain brand of audacity to do that. The irony.
So it was, these were all news stations associated with Sinclair Media Group. And So it really does speak to the consolidation of the news media, that these stations, independent and whomever, have been bought up. Uh-huh. And then when you have these big mega conglomerates, they just send the memo down and say, read this, insert the name of your community here.
Yep.
And that's,
they're scripted.
Exactly.
They're scripted from a source, two sources, the AP and Reuters. That's where they come from. And when you watch that clip, I hope people are blown away by it. I felt like, you know, that was the first time Howie Mandel was noticing this clip, did not even think this clip was available or out there. Most people don't. We do. But the audacity of the news, the newspapers, the media, all on the same accord, all with the same adjectives, all with the same spin on every single story. You can tell whether they like what they're talking about, whether they're for it or against it. But isn't it interesting how if they're for it, they're all for it? No independent pieces whatsoever, right? And that's probably why you're tuning into this show, is because you know that we're going to have some independent thought here and how crucial this is. This is so crucial that I can't explain enough. Do you know who they're putting? Drudge just came out with this, but who knows? They're putting Hannity in Tucker's spot.
Doesn't he wear the CIA pin on his lapel?
Yes. He's not really loved, okay? Nobody really listens to him. I beat him in the ratings now for a decade, locally. I beat him in the ratings locally, okay? Because my hour is up against his hour or whatever. And always beat him out. Because he says the same old thing, right? Same old jargon as everybody else. But it's so important for everybody to realize you have Joe Rogan and Howie Mandel having a conversation about this on Joe Rogan. I thought that was very interesting. I like hearing that they are intrigued by that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. It's Harold.
Harold. I love it. I'm glad that you called in. How are you? My favorite East German. How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah. Talk to the phone. It's easier, so you can hear me better.
Excellent.
You know, this is... this reminds me on my past, right? Where we had two TV stations and 15 or 20 radio stations in East Germany.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter where you went. They had all the same, I mean, even to the comma and the pauses, the same message. Yeah. Not only the words the same and the emphasis in their speeches when they talked or when they read. I mean, usually they read it with a very stoic manner, like a robot.
Yes, yes.
And even the pause was at the same. I mean, this is so ridiculous that people even can believe that stuff.
I know.
I always wonder.
I know. Me too.
Yeah. I get reminded.
Tell people your latest book that just came out.
My latest book is Then Living on My Knees.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon. It's on Books A Millions. It's on Barnes & Nobles.
Yes.
And If you want to get a signed copy, go onto my website. It's authors, or no, outdoor, no S. HZIEGER.com.
Okay.
And give me a message, and I will let you know how you can get a signed copy.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Harold. I love him. Thank you so much. That was awesome. What a patriot.
I suppose people living here now who'd lived under Soviet rule
at what's going on.
Are just having such horrible flashbacks, nightmares.
Yep.
Because this is happening all over again.
I know.
It's like being rescued off a sinking boat and now the new boat is sinking.
Yeah. I'm with you. I have to just say one more time. The audacity of the clip that Joe Rogan played that we played on the show before many times. The audacity of them warning you about fact checkers and fake news as they're giving you scripted fake news. Can you just sit and think about that for just one moment? The news organizations all puffed up in pride thinking that the AP is the gold standard. Give me a break. Of what news is supposed to be. Do you remember all the apologies you got in the news for everybody publishing stories about COVID and the vaccines?
Oh,
do you remember seeing a news story about any sort of retractions or anything like that? No. Do you remember seeing any stories in the news, printed or talk shows about the vaccine lies? Have you seen anything about the vaccine injuries? No. Mm-mm. No. You don't see it, a lot of it's by omission. And it needs to be said that omission is probably one of their biggest tools. It's really the audacity alone. And it even makes it worse when you hear it in unison. You know, they want to paint any independent out there as the problem in news. And they are clearly the problem in news, right?
So true.
Amazing.
Lack of candor is meaning omission.
It's bad.
That is one of the moral failings when people, candor is telling somebody what you think they would want to know.
Yes.
Yes. Don't you think the drug companies knew we would want to know about what they already discovered about what the vaccines
exactly.
did?
So the only voice you really have, I would say, is locally in every community across the country. We're on the national show, so I'll talk about all the communities nationally. The only voice you have to fight any of this would be public comment in local meetings. But they're starting to thwart you doing that. And what I find even more interesting about that is the problem isn't citizens showing up to comment at public meetings, to literally give a 2-minute comment. The problem is why they're showing up in large number to give their comment. What's making them take time out of their daily life? For 12 years, we've said, go to your local meetings, go to your local meetings. Why are they showing up now more pissed off and angry than ever? None of the media will cover why. They will only seek to say people are divisive or the people are the problem. The people are the problem. And Nancy Pelosi used to call that her schmear technique, right? You demonize the person calling you out. And if you can shift focus to the person calling you out, then it's never going to be a focus on what's being done and what's making the person call you out. It's never on the original information. It's never on what's being done. It's always about the person. You know, deem the audience as horrific. Deem the people that call you out as horrific. Deem they're bad, they're bad, they're bad.
Ad hominem attacks.
Yes. They're the bad guy. They're coming and they're mad at me. They're the bad guy. Not what we're doing in policy and in all these things. The bad guy is the person coming to call them out. And they will silence all across the country and they will get away with it. They will get away with it. And it's sad to watch. And what are we going to do about that as a populace? You lose your voice locally across the country, what happens? Remember the girl that I played that screamed into the microphone, San Francisco? They let her scream for 2 minutes because that was her public comment. Public comments aren't up for judgment and opinion. Government can't seek to judge what you have to say and deem it worthy of being said. It's just public comment, and public comment is free speech. and you can't bring judgment and opinion into it. That's why they let the girl scream for 2 minutes.
It was so funny.
It was funny. I didn't agree with her, but
no, but it was.
But you have to let her have her couple of minutes. The fact that we only have a couple of minutes is the strangest thing I've ever heard of, but this is a thing. It's a thing. And it's going on across the country. I'm getting emails. I'm getting letters. It's a crazy thing that's happening, because the madder you get, the more upset you get at what's happening should be the relevant conversation to have. Not the debate of, are you allowed to say anything about it? How you say it, what you say, that's irrelevant compared to what's actually being said. Crazy, crazy times we all live in. Okay, we'll be right back. I have a couple of points of interest on, well, on so many things, actually. We'll bring this up. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, some things that you need to know about in the news. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Don't let me down.
Hi there, Adam Levine live, Jesse Carmichael. Don't let me down, the Beatles. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Get over to Balance of Nature. The reason I talk about that so much is because I know that it can make you healthier. And I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't know that. The reason I know that is because I take it. And that's what it's done for me and my family, and my extended family. But I'm telling you, because I even have friends on it for 20 years and they just aren't sick. Like, I'm telling you that if you have the right nutrition, our bodies were made to function so beautifully if you just give them a chance with the right nutrition. This is absolutely worth taking. You'll see differences. You'll see changes. Put in the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. So there's a huge enticement to try this thing. And let me tell you, it's easy to take. 3 veggie caps, 3 fruit caps, 31 vegetables and fruits. No other product can give you that. And the phytonutrients are amazing. Your body needs nutrition. We do not get nutrition. I was just looking at that smart junk that the vegetables go in, and they put that gas around them to keep them fresher longer.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, appeal. We have so many problems going on. And these fruits and vegetables that you're taking the phytonutrients from for balanceofnature.com, they're clean. They don't have any of that. Probably one of the last companies to be able to do that. I am telling you, this product's worth it. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. And get those savings. Plus it helps the show too. So it's a twofer. I love that. There's so much to say. There was a big article about Prince Harry, and at first it looked like it said car crash, and it didn't. It was a car chase for 2 hours. When right about the time they want more funding from from England for the lives that they say they want privacy for, but they actually don't, because they love being in the They've been writing books and doing interviews and showing up at gala events, but they want their privacy. Anyway, that article came out and I was just kind of laughing about it, because I'm like, really? Car chase for 2 hours? The media went after you for 2 hours? Okay, I believe it. I mean, come on, how goofy? How goofy? To me, that's so planned. I also wanted to tell you I did this on the Alex Jones Show, but I talked about guns and I said, in the year 2020, they really didn't have any mass shootings. They had some shootings where somebody was targeted and killed because, for whatever reason, spouse, kids, I mean, horrific, terrible, but not a mass shooting of any kind of anonymous, you know, anonymously walking in and just shooting people up. And the last week I had brought up on there that there's no plausible way you could have this many anonymous shootings, because it would have to correlate with the amount of targeted shootings. For every one anonymous, because it's so rare that somebody would go shoot up people they don't know, you would have to have 1,000 more targeted events towards the people that, you know, like politicians, bosses, you know, those kinds of people. You would see an uptick in that. And we're not. And I mean uptick. I don't just mean a small thing. I mean a big deal. But I also want people to think of the fact that it's all blamed on mental health. Because in 2020, they were told they were about to die, a disease, right, Susan? A disease going on. Oh my gosh, you're about to die. Be afraid of germs. You're stuck at home with everybody. You would have seen, if it was a mental health thing, you would have seen more in that year than any other year. And you didn't see them. Why is that? Well, the government wasn't really productive in that area. That's why. what you saw was it not happening at all. That's weird. I went through every single, what they call mass shooting is four or more people, but they don't really disclose it. Yeah, it could be a gang and it could be a person and it could be this and that. I went through all of them and checked them out. And I just want you guys to know there wasn't an anonymous mass shooting. So for some reason, when everybody should be really like having mental health problems, and by the way, we're the only country really with this. No other country has mental health problems. What about, don't they play the same video games? Don't they do the same things? Why don't they have the problems we do? You guys suspect a little about that, I would think. But mental health wise, you would have seen way more in 2020, and it didn't pan out. Government's attention wasn't on it. It was on COVID bucks. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. Hey guys, go to the website, look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of katedalyradio.com. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty. No need to go get locked away.
When welcome I leave, back. Little Yvette Brothers for you. I have Susan here. Hi, Susan. And Melissa's out this week. And, you know, it's May. There's always graduations. And May is always a really busy, busy month. Welcome back to the show. And there's so much to comment on, really and truly. Get over to mypillow.com, and make sure that, and my store, mystore.com even has way more stuff. And get over to mystore.com and put in the code Kate. You're going to see savings on all kinds of things. And you can grab the slippers for $25 right now if you go to mystore.com with the code word Kate. And it'll change it in the cart, okay? Bring the price down from $149, but down to $25. Snag some pairs. I'm not joking. That's a great, it's just such a fantastic deal. Also, there's way more there, and I support American-made products. I love American-made products, and I think we should be doing the same. I think we should be supporting American-made. So there's so much to say. I just wanted, on the same note that we just brought up a second ago, there's two things that are just kind of like don't make sense. When I said that the correlation, we always, in the past and in history, shootings have always been targeted towards somebody, okay? And we still have a very low gun rate. We still have a very, gun crime, gun murder rate in America. But what I'm trying to say is if you're agitated enough to do something to somebody for revenge or hateful reason or whatever the case may be, it would take 1,000 more amps to get you to the point where you would do it anonymously. It's that rare. And they're trying to couch the rare occurrence of something like that in a mental health frame. But the mental health frame is really going to be to our detriment in the future, I feel, because it's really about demonizing the Christian right wing, because everything they try to do is associated with crazy right wing Christian gun toting American goes on a rampage and kills everybody, right? So mental health will be the demise of just the average patriotic person, I think. I think that the claim of mental health will incarcerate more people in the future. And we're letting them get away with it by doing it with the mass shooting, because now it's all mental health. That doesn't shake out because everybody has the same kind of technology. You're going to blame it on all kinds of things. Why is our country the only country that that's happening in? And people could say, because we have guns. Well, other countries have guns too. Okay. So I'm just making that point. Nothing about that whole storyline shakes out. And to have this many occurrences, like every week, every other week, that's manipulated. That's planned. That is not naturally occurring. Okay. Susan, you want me to play some clips?
Sure.
Okay. I want to play this clip of Greta. This was awesome. Hat tip, Kristen, thank you on this. This is Greta Thunberg answering a question. Here we go. Listen to Greta.
When you're talking about climate change, you have said, quote, I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. What particular study or scientific report did you read that made you come to this conclusion?
Thank you for a question. First of all, let me just clear that those are metaphors. In speeches, you often use metaphors. Of course, I don't mean literally that I want people to panic. So there was no scientific study that made me come to that conclusion.
Oh, okay. So you didn't say that.
I did, but it's a metaphor that you often use in speeches.
Oh, it's a metaphor. I want you to panic.
I didn't know that was a metaphor. I thought that was an actual thing.
I know. You know what a metaphor is? Like, I'm the black sheep of the family. Okay, that gives you a connotation of how I view myself. Right. I'm the black sheep of a family. That's saying that I'm this, and now you know what I mean.
Right.
No, I want you to panic. It's pretty direct. I want you to panic. I mean, honestly, listen one more time. Here we go.
When you're talking about climate change, you have said, quote, I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. That's saying I feel fear every day. There's no metaphor in that.
No.
Does she that make was the news? No.
She was called out on the carpet for generating fear and emotionality.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually working.
Right.
The younger generation is panicked, depressed over climate change. Yep. They don't want to bring kids into the world due to climate change.
But I'm so grateful for all the retractions by the press. Who actually talked about her and said that and said her comments. We saw a lot of retraction, headline retraction, right? Oh, she meant it was a metaphor. No, we never saw that.
No.
You never heard that?
No.
No one hears that clip. Okay. Interesting. I just had to play that for you guys. It's this nauseating. It is this nauseating.
So here's the statistic. 4 in 10 young people fear having children due to climate crisis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as Elon Musk and other demographers
from him.
said accurately, our biggest challenge is not climate change, it's reduction in populations and people, because that's a spiral.
Yeah.
So
now Elon just hired Miss Vaccination WEF World Economic Forum chick who's going to run the company. Okay. But then he turns around and says this. Listen to the guy asking him in Austin, Texas, on regular mainstream TV. The big silence that Elon gives when he asks this question, Elon's just staring at him. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
But, I mean, when you link to somebody who's talking about the guy who killed children in a mall in Allen, Texas, and you say something like it might be a bad psyop, I'm not quite sure what you meant, but...
He's just staring.
In that particular case, there was somehow that's not that the obviously people were killed, but it was, I think, incorrectly ascribed to be a white supremacist action, and the evidence for that was some obscure Russian website that no one's ever heard of that had no followers. And the company that found this is Bellingcat.
Right.
And do you know what Bellingcat does? PsyOps.
Right. I couldn't really even follow exactly what it was you were trying to express there, so that's in part why I was curious.
I'm saying that I thought the ascribing it to white supremacy was bull.
Okay.
And that the information for that came from an obscure Russian website and was somehow magically found by Bellingcat, which is a company that does PsyOps.
And there's no proof, by the way, that he was not.
There's no I would say that there's no proof that he is.
And that's a debate you want to get into on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we should not be ascribing things to white supremacy if it's false.
Oh, but it's so useful.
Yep.
That's the point.
I know. That's why I'm saying it's a demonization, bringing up mental health and trying. And so on the right and on the left, they're bringing up mental health, mental health, mental health. I just want everybody to realize that. But that doesn't shake out. If it was mental health, people would have been really mental in 2020 going through what we went through. There would have been a lot more, right? Shootings and all kinds of stuff because people were home with their so-called weapons. They would have, you would have seen way more people react to stuff going on because they're home, agitated by being home. They don't have their job. Their company's imploded. Their business is imploded. That would be a time somebody would act out. But you didn't see that at all. So he was right to bring up PSYOP. And when the guy goes, and you think Twitter's the right place for this? Yeah. Yeah. It's a good place. Yeah. It's all a good place. Independent media can talk and people can talk. Yeah.
They are so not used to having their narratives challenged.
I know.
They just want to be the be all end all of fact.
I know.
Of reality.
I know. It is
shaping
crazy to me.
Reality.
Yeah. It's crazy. What's going on here? And so we bring that up because he's kind of a conundrum. He's hiring. That's why I say I don't really trust Elon at all because he's one of them, right? He gets a lot of perks and benefits. Who do you think has the satellites up? You have to get special permission for that. It's kind of like Hannity, all the people on Fox, all the people on CNN. You've got to be in the club. At the same time, I was glad he brought that up. So I was glad that he went a little rogue and said, well, I can say PSYOP if I want to.
Yeah.
You can't say I can't. I mean, I can bring this up, right?
That's an excellent point. Well, and he is a paradox. and I think there's people, you know, as Trump gains popularity still and really huge percentages, I think there's people who are calculating if he becomes president, do I want to be on on the right side, on the right team? And
right.
so there may be people who are saying, I just want to be a team player.
Yeah.
Not that they honestly believe, although Elon may believe in free speech. You know,
Who knows?
Because censorship creates a false reality and cultures implode on false realities.
Here's Candace Owens. This clip is a minute 20. Here we go. Candace Owens.
I tweeted one day that the CIA and the Mossad were going to attempt to frame me and then torture me to death. And then 4 hours after that tweet, I was found dead in an ocean. You think that it was just an accident that the timing of my tweet was suspicious and then I naturally drowned? I'm asking you that question for a reason. I'm asking you because it's actually happened to somebody. And this story that I read completely sent a shiver up my spine. I think that it will send one up yours as well. A lot of people were sending me information claiming, this sounded to me like a conspiracy theory, that Jeffrey Epstein was a part of our intelligence agencies, that he was actually operating a blackmail ring. And this is the reason why nobody would prosecute him, because he was a protected CIA asset. Yep. Jeffrey Epstein would get very powerful people to attend his parties, bring them out on the Lolita Express to his island in the Caribbean. He would get them to sleep with women, maybe unbeknownst to them that these women were very young, and then he'd have blackmail. He'd record the acts, and then suddenly he had control over people all around the world. A lot of people in the press were saying this guy, Alexander Acosta, allowed Jeffrey Epstein to get off scot-free. He was asked with the Trump administration, is the Epstein case going to cause a problem? He explained breezily he had had just one meeting on the Epstein case. He'd cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had been told to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. He said, quote, I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone.
So why wasn't that in the news? I mean, you have a person who's clearly in government saying that he was told on record to back off. Why isn't there a story even asking a question about that? Not one media story asking a question. Not one news story asking a question about it.
No, I mean, a lot of the conservative media pointed that out.
Yeah, but I'm talking mainstream.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, no. Because it's like the third rail. You know how they say the electrified third rail?
Mm-hmm.
Because those people in mainstream media know you touch it, you're gone.
I know.
As your profession is over.
Yep. I'm just... What we react to and think is news, how many of you guys, by a show of hands, no, I'm just kidding, how many of you guys watched mainstream news this week? read local, you know, in your community news, or picked up the you know, local newscasts, the state newscasts, the popular ones, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, right? How many of you guys have ever heard of that? No one, right? No retractions. No, it's just exactly what they're in script supposed to write about, the angle that they're supposed to write about, and the content. You're not getting anything. And that's why this show can sound so foreign to somebody who's never heard any of this. Yeah. It's like Howie Mandel's reaction. When Joe Rogan played that, he was like, what?
Yeah.
You should have seen his face. What in the what? They just don't see it. This clip. This was Brad, what's his name? Sherman, Democrat representative. Listen to what he has to say about printing money.
Crypto bros make money literally by making money, and they've made over $1 trillion out of thin air.
Here we go.
They'll accuse the U.S. government of making money out of thin air. Maybe we do, but we're the U.S. government. Maybe we do, but we're the U.S. government.
Where's the story about that? Where's the story about how much they print out of thin air? Because they're the government, they're allowed to do it. And what about our currency? And what about digital currency? I mean, it is phenomenal what we don't hear. There'll be nothing about that comment.
It just gets memory hold. It's called memory hold.
It drives me insane. It does, because people go, well, the news is the news. It's AP. There you go, the gold standard. No. AP took over the elections in the mid-1800s. They declared themselves the arbiter of calling a race. They give their opinion, and I'll talk about that right when we come back. They gave an opinion about the whole mortgage thing we brought up. Now, in the headline, it said, this is fake news. You can't get out of your mortgage. But when you got into the comments about it that they made, which they actually clearly said, AP assessment. Why don't they just say AP? Because it was claim and then what the AP had to say, but they said AP assessment. So I'll give you that comment when we come back. Because if you're wondering about that whole mortgage thing, the AP never really answered it with any facts. I'm just going to give you their opinion because that's all they stated. But it's weird. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Susan when I come back. There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I love it. This is the reggae version. Inner circle games people play. I know Susan's doing the white man overbite. Welcome back. So a couple things. Number one, preparewithkate.com. Make sure you're getting over to preparewithkate.com. People have been asking me a lot about food. People are starting to really get that nudge again about food storage. And I'm really glad, because this is the window of opportunity. I suspect that this window won't last a long, long time, and that this is your space to get it. And people are like, I know people are hitting vacations. I know people are doing things, but I feel like I should probably work on storage and making sure we have enough and things like that. And I agree. You should be. It's insane. I just, what they're doing to the food supply too. I'm worried. So go to preparewithkate.com. And when you click, it brings you into Patriot Supply, and it helps the show as well. So fantastic. And we need the help. So to stay on the air, and because we're independent, I really appreciate that. What was I going to comment on? I just lost my train of thought. I was just going to comment on something.
We were talking about guns.
I know. We were talking about gun control. I just want to say, in 2021, there were only like 6 things they chalked up to mass shootings, and really only 2 could actually qualify. They could actually qualify, but we were, and even in 20, so then it ramped up as soon as the government attention was on it, and we didn't have COVID bucks and control of the world with COVID, all of a sudden things started ramping up. Do you find that coincidental?
It goes into 2 categories, useful or not useful. Yeah. So when it's useful,
exactly,
it happens.
Exactly. And like I said, the mental health thing, people were at home, agitated about being home and being kept at home and being like, we felt like little rats that were trapped, right? That would have been a time mental health would have gone berserk. But you didn't see the mass shootings come out of that. That would have been really easy to do. Everyone's a sitting duck. Go shoot random people. I mean, you know where everybody is. They're all at home.
Well, or they're at the big box stores, which are allowed to remain open, right?
Yeah, exactly. So why didn't things happen in 2020? You really ought to ask yourself that question because it speaks volumes to me. I think it's very obvious. When the government attention is on something, interesting how it grows.
Oh, and money.
And money. Yeah. There's always agenda. So just questions to ask yourself. And then, of course, we'll come back. There's so much to actually talk about because you want to talk about fact checkers, too, a little bit. And then also, what else? The Dunham Report.
Yeah.
Durham. Sorry.
The Durham Report. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Durham Report. We need to talk about that, too. There's a couple things. I even have a Whitney Webb clip I can play, too. It kind of adds to what we were talking about with Epstein. But media never did a report on Epstein, did they? I mean, not really. You never saw anything really about Epstein's ties and all the ties with Clinton. You don't see anything. It's just by omission. So that doesn't mean somebody's telling the truth if they omit everything. That's not what we need is an objective press. We need a body that seeks to go down and talk about a story. And you don't get a lot of that. You're not supposed to be thinking about those things that I brought up with the whole mass shooting thing. You're not supposed to think it's not plausible. When somebody wants to target somebody and that's how it always happened in the past. And then all of a sudden anonymous shootings, random anonymous shows up in droves and in volume. That doesn't make sense because it's not the nature of man. The nature of man is vengeance. You can get vengeance, right, Susan? But not anonymous.
No, that's a good point because
it's rare. It
reminds me of the Unabomber who mm-hmm. became, pro-environmental
yes.
and targeted people.
Yes. You've got 30 seconds. Go for it, caller.
Yes, I think what you're talking about mainly is motive.
Yeah.
Unless you have eyewitnesses and absolute evidence, often it's the difference between guilty and innocent in a murder trial is yeah. motive. And they don't have motives. They just right. have a bunch of crazy people shooting up people
it
randomly.
It doesn't make sense.
This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, thank you for that. Really appreciate your call. You can call in the next hour, too. It's just, what is common sense? What is obvious? What makes sense? What have we not been told? And those two things, glaringly obvious, because if you go back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s when you could buy a gun out of Sears Roebuck and it showed up at your door and you didn't even have to file anything, as Chuck Baldwin says, there weren't the mass anonymous shootings. And I don't think you can blame mental health if all the other countries aren't having the same issues too. If we're the only ones having that issue, how can that be designated by land mass? It can't be. That's the answer. It can't be. It has to be manipulated. You have to think in those terms because there's no other answer. Be right back. More with the great Susan Reeve. Be right back. She's got a lot to say in the next hour. Kate Daly Show.